Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
You know, people are excited about the World Cup being over and football now being the number one sport to be talked about in the United States of America when the Hall of Fame game is the Panthers and the Cardinals, and we are ready.
Is that who's playing? Mm-hmm. Did you see that Cardinal front office executive got, you know, in trouble by the league for nailing the first five draft picks, right? Mm-hmm. His lawyer spoke out, said he didn't do it. I said, oh, okay, that makes all the sense in the world.
Innocent until proven guilty.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, because Luke Kuechly and Larry Fitzgerald are going into the Hall of Fame.
Okay, that's cool.
So that would be why the two teams will be playing against each other. So.
Oh, you know what sucks? Larry Fitzgerald's dad just passed away recently, last couple of months. So he's going to miss that. That's too terrible, bad. Man. That sucks.
That does suck.
Good thing his dad knew he was a Hall of Fame player about 10 years ago.
I'm just not going to
see you go in, but I know you're going to go in,
yeah.
Basically, because what is it? Larry Fitzgerald has more tackles than drops mm-hmm. in his career, it's which one is of the insane. Best
stats. Wait, say that again?
He has more tackles as a wide receiver than he has drops as a wide receiver in his NFL career. That's warranted a jacket alone.
I'm trying to think, like what do you even say to that?
It's incredible.
Like, that's nuts. Wow.
Yep. It's one of those, like when we talk about greatest of all time stats, those are up there when you talk about the greats ever do this. So you have an AI scandal.
Thing that dropped over Friday, I guess it was.
Yeah, I talked about it a little bit on Friday.
A little bit on Friday. Managers are using AI now to call pitches. I mean, it's ridiculous. What they're useless. Managers are absolutely useless.
Major League Baseball is now taking away the iPads from the dugouts because, people were asking, Claude,
what pitch should we throw here? Can you believe that? That's where we've gotten to in baseball. Yeah, that's right. And then there's Claude. Throw the curveball, man.
Joan of Arc, he was a politician. And then there's Claude. Mary Joseph could throw a curveball, but never got anybody out because it sucked. And then there's Claude.
Don't pitch to lefties with another lefty. Like, how ridiculous are we that we are now at this level in Major League Baseball where we're using AI to decide what pitches we're using? This sport has jumped the shark in a brutal, brutal way. And if you're going to have managers on your staff, then they don't need to be baseball people anymore because you're using AI to do everything. You need people that know how to talk to people, and that's what the manager now needs to be. It needs to be a therapist. It needs to be somebody that can help you through tough situations, the human side of stuff. You need managers now in Major League Baseball that can deal with the human side of stuff, because if we're not dealing with the X's and O's, so to speak, then what are we doing with these guys?
Maybe AI stands for analytical information.
Maybe it does. maybe it does. But I'm not surprised by this because baseball has gone this way, but I am kind of surprised by this, that we're now allowing AI, which isn't always right, to sit there and dictate what pitch, what situations, all this kind of stuff. Why do we have managers? They've become rendered useless. And managers right now, for the most part, we don't know who any of these people are anymore in these dugouts. Go out there and hire managers that know how to deal with the human side of things. And don't worry about the baseball side of things, because you're clearly got Claude on your side to do this. I mean, if I'm a fan right now and I hear this, I'm like, I'm disgusted by this. And I am a fan of baseball. And everything that I hear about baseball with the analytics and the AI and all this stuff just makes me even more disgusted about the game. I was talking to a friend of mine over the weekend who played college baseball many, many, many years ago, like in the 80s, right? And he goes, I love this game, but I hate this game. And I'm like, that's kind of where I am right now. I love baseball, but I hate this era of baseball. Analytics can suck it. Using AI in the dugout can suck it. All this kind of stuff can suck it. You know, not understanding how to put together a consistent lineup, moving people all over the place, asking a computer what pitch to throw. When did we lose this game, man? We have lost this game in a big way, and it needs to come back because right now the product that baseball is rolling out is not that great. It's not that interesting, and it's not that exciting. Baseball has to find a way to get it back, man, and stop using this kind of crap.
Yeah, I mean, we've always said that managers in baseball really don't matter until the postseason starts because that's when they really start to kind of configure their bullpen or, you know, use certain matchups and really put their emphasis into it. 162 games, man. I mean, like, I don't really know what there is to do. I mean, I know that there is obviously a lot to do as a baseball manager, but we've always said that. Like, even Vern will be like, yeah, they don't really matter. And we'll have Vern on at 8:20 to talk about all things baseball because I think when it comes to the Kansas City Royals, the only thing you're watching in the second half is what can Caglione do and what he's going to present for us because obviously he was in the home run derby, didn't do what maybe a lot of people wanted him to do, but hit some bombs. He has the average longest home run in baseball right now, and he hit one yesterday. So, I mean, when it comes to that, it's that or what teams are going to collapse. And right now the Yankees look like they're on the borderline of absolute – I mean, I don't know if they keep Aaron Boone all year. I think they will.
I think they will.
Obviously, yeah. They're still – you know, they still have a playoff, you know, position there. Tampa Bay and first, Yankees are in the wild card. But again, like – man, Aaron Judge now might be done for the year.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, you look at the Yankees, though, too. This is every year they hit this June and July swoon, right? If you're watching the game a little bit last night on NBC, which, I don't know, I'm not a huge fan of the NBC broadcast, I guess. I don't know. But they were talking about the July and June swoons for the Yankees every year for the last 5 years. And so you build up at the beginning of the year, you take a couple of months off, and then you hope to get into the playoffs is kind of what everybody seemingly does. Dodgers do that as well. But, like, if Aaron Judge now is on the 60-day DL and nobody knows when this guy's coming back, if you're the Yankees, wouldn't you be calling the Royals for Vinny? I mean, that feels to me like the perfect bat for Yankee Stadium and the perfect guy for Yankee Stadium in Vinny Pasquantino. That could be a nice bat and a nice piece that the Royals could potentially trade off and get some players back in return to kind of start this rebuild process that they're clearly in right now. We're 100 games into the season. They've won 40. They're 40 and 60 or whatever it is, 100 games into the season. So they're on a 40% win pace, which puts them at 97 losses when this whole thing is said and done at the end of the year. You've got to start the rebuilding process right now. And as you've said, anybody but like Cags, Carter, and Bobby, you're available, man. They're available out there. And I want to see some moves made by the Kansas City Royals because the minor league system right now is not producing that much. We're years away from seeing some of the fruits of the labor. But what are you going to do for the next couple of years? And so I would start the sell process right now. And if I'm the Yankees, man, I'd be burning up the phone lines to get Vinny Pasquantino's bat in my lineup. I think it fits perfect in Yankee Stadium.
Bottom five farm system, 40 and 60. No one's been fired. No trades have been made.
Yeah.
Pretty frustrating.
It is very frustrating. It really is.
Pretty frustrating.
Is he Boston's won like 13 in a row?
13
insane.
In a row.
Insane.
Did you see the Casey Diamonds had a 13-game winning streak?
Let's
that
go.
It fell yesterday.
Nice.
They lost, but they won 13 in a row too.
Damn. Yeah, I knew they were
so
owning
not
it.
Not a curse.
Jaylen Brown was still a Celtic the last time the Boston Red Sox lost.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Crazy. Insane.
That's funny.
I will say the Yankees, they do have Ben Rice, so that's your first baseman. And I think their DH is a guy who's having a renaissance at 38, which is Paul Goldschmidt.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know if Vinny would fit. Obviously, he has the ties of New York up there. The left-handed bat would be
the left-handed bat is just so sweet in that ballpark.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Maybe Lane Thomas to the Yankees or something like that.
The way he's crushing, keep doing that, and you can get somebody valuable in the minor leagues, like a reliever arm for Lane Thomas. That guy's absolutely crushing the ball. So
I mean, he has to be traded, right?
Oh, he will be traded.
I mean, he has to be traded.
100%. Him, Lynch, Schreiber, Lang. If somebody wants an arm in their bullpen, all of them go.
Yeah.
Get out. Like revamp.
Get what going. About Lugo and Waka? Would you trade those guys
if you can get anything for them?
Yeah,
you're just not going to get anything for those guys.
I know, but they do have another year, whatever it is, on their contract, so they are controllable. Waka would be a nice fit for a playoff team. Yeah,
I don't think anyone's getting anything for Lugo.
Yeah, he stinks right now. Yeah.
Yeah, the control's nice, but the age isn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Same with Waka. Mm-hmm. You just have to think.
At least he's playing better, though.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Waka's doing a nice job. Like, Waka right now would be like us getting Johnny Cueto back in 2015, right?
Sure.
Like, you get that kind of that shot of adrenaline, that legit starting pitcher that everybody's been craving, gives everybody that kind of boost of, you know, wow, of adrenaline inside that locker room. I think Waka could do that for another ball club. I think he would be a good trade piece to have.
His biggest value is you can give him the ball game three in a 1-1 series and be like, I trust this.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, maybe there's other guys out there like, oh, if he can't get past the third, we're in trouble. But either way, football begins because we are 50 freaking days away for the Chiefs here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is Fesco and Dusty.
Brett Veach has the most underrated chest I've ever seen.
On your home for Chiefs football.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly starts and advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.